This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Is Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome. I'm Stephanie Longmuir and you are listening to Stand Up Straight, where we aim to provide a vehicle for the allied supporters to stand up for our GLBT and I community, to encourage and create greater inclusion, share stories, give advice, create dialogue, or introduce a new way of thinking. And most importantly, facilitate change towards a greater acceptance of our rainbow family in all its shapes and sizes. Hello, Clayton.
Hello, good evening.
Welcome. Hi. We are here together on our own, feeling a bit like naughty children because Michelle is away.
Well, the Michelle's away.
Exactly right. But first of all, thank you to the Informer team, our new current affairs team, who are doing an amazing job from 6:30 to 7 from Monday through to Thursday.
Yes.
Every night during the week. And also to Adam Samuel, who has just given us the news this evening. Tonight we actually have two guests and we're continuing with our theme of introducing new shows to the grid. At Joy we started a new grid on Monday and, I mean, it's a fairly dynamic grid and it's a very exciting grid. And we actually have two guests tonight who have got brand new programs on this grid. So I'd like to say welcome firstly to Lauren Stardust.
Hello.
And also to Justin Edge. And
hello
and welcome to Stand Up Straight. So firstly, just to kick things off, I'm going to ask you both to just give us a very brief description of your show. Tell us, firstly, when it's on, what time, what day, and what your show, just a little bit about what your show is about, and we will kind of delve into things in more detail after we hear a bit about it.
Righto, I guess I'll kick it off. Hi,
Lauren,
Lauren Stardust here. And my show, along with Sonia and Rose Valua, hosts is Broad, which is a feminist show on Mondays, 9 p.m., basically looking at topics from women throughout history, women's well-being, relevant and current events involved around women and the feminist movement.
Great. Okay, Justin,
cool.
Your turn.
So my show is called, it's actually by myself, it's called Lose Control with... me, Justin Edge. And it's going to be on tomorrow night for the first time from 7 to 8 p.m. And it's basically going to be an R&B show which plays kind of current R&B songs all the way through to the 80s. So not late 80s, 90s, all the way till today. To give you an example, think of things like Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Rihanna. So it's kind of mixed right there. But also some of the neo-soul stuff too. So Erykah Badu, a bit of Jill Scott and D'Angelo will be playing too. So a nice spectrum to kind of cater to those people who want to go out and party.
And Justin, do I detect a bit of an accent?
You do. Again?
I didn't
realize it was going to be that obvious. No, I thought I kind of hit it a bit more. Originally from the States. So,
okay.
But I've been in Australia for about, it's just over 11 years now. So years.
Yeah,
so
I can hear that little hard E in there. But just, you know, and I guess some of the music you were mentioning was from America, and I was sort of thinking, yeah, will that have a bit of a focus because of your background? Or
it's actually surprisingly, there's going to be at least within each show between say 1 to 2 songs, R&B songs from Australian artists or Kiwi artists. There's a limited amount of R&B in Australia. It's just growing and becoming more and more popular. A lot of the major kind of radio networks have Fridays dedicated to R&B throughout the day, so it's becoming bigger and bigger, and I think this is just going to propel it even further.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us tonight. You are on Joy 94.9 on Stand Up Straight, and you're with Stephanie and Clayton. We have two special guests, but we also have someone else in the studio tonight. We have Beck in the studio, who has just done that wonderful live read for us. And Beck is a Taste of Radio recent graduate, and we always encourage our graduates to come in and be part of our shows and to get a little bit of experience and to get some inspiration so that they will then go on to do great things like our other two guests that we have in here tonight.
I have a quick question for Rebecca. Just swing the mic around her. Was that your first live read?
It was, yes.
Live read?
Live, not yeah. Faux live.
Well, you did an amazing job.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
You did a beautiful job.
Too kind. There was hard words in there.
I know.
Abstraction.
Abstraction. I'm going to use that tomorrow.
Yeah, right. And a difficult topic to read about too, so well done.
Oh,
yeah.
thank you very much.
Off the mic, you go.
Okay.
And while we had our break and we were listening to our second song for the evening, we were talking about names, and we were talking about Lauren's name, Lauren Stardust. Uh-huh. I'm going to ask Lauren about her name, but we were also admiring Justin's surname, Justin Edge, which is
actually my name.
His real name, which is a very cool name.
I did Taste of Radio with Justin, and the first thing he told me, our first thing was to interview each other, and the first thing he told me was he's a comedian. Or a comedian to be, or somewhere
coming
in there.
Up.
Yeah.
If you read my Instagram
and
bio.
So yes. That's why I thought Justin Edge must be a fake name, because he's gone for like this comedian edgy name. But no, it's real.
Edgy.
And I was going to say, do people, what is the most common feedback you get about your name?
You must be like are you a rapper? Are you a star? Like, did you make it up one? But as a kid, I hated it because people would make fun of me for it. Like, Justin, you're falling off the edge. So my first name, Justin, Justin Time for dinner. Which as a kid, like, you hate it. But you're falling off the edge of glory, edge of all the other stuff. So I've finally accepted that I have a great last name. I just need to live with it and go with it. So, yeah. Putting it out there.
Very cool name.
Look me up on Facebook.
But also, I mean, you can't go past Lauren Stardust. That's an awesome name too. Lauren, tell us a little bit about your name.
My name comes from David Bowie. I wanted to be Lady Stardust, and I was like, L Stardust, Lauren Stardust. Yeah. David Bowie, Stardust, amazing. I used it online as a handle for many years through video gaming and so on. But I didn't start using it sort of more officially on my Facebook page until I had a viral post that was probably just over a year ago in which I addressed internalized misogyny. And the post, like I said, sort of went around the world. And because we'd had recent Gamergate issues, which was in regards to harassment that women had been subjected to online and through the video game community, I kind of just went, oh, well, like, I love Lauren Stardust, and I feel as though, I don't want to, like, hide behind it, but I mean, like, I like putting her forward as my feminist persona. I'm a feminist full-time, but yeah, online, having a handle is sometimes very useful.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Now, before the break, we were talking about your show, which is on Joy on Monday night.
Yes.
At 9 p.m.
Yes.
And you have had your first show because, of course, the new grid started on Monday.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how things went on Monday night.
It went great. I was so happy with it. We actually had Clayton Panelling for us, so it was really nice to
You're
have somebody.
Good hands.
Very yeah. good hands. Yeah, Clay's awesome, as we all know. And reports from my family, who all listened in, thanks family, were that I sounded very professional and that we as a little collective bounced off one another very well.
So, Lauren, is that your first experience, real experience on radio, or have you done radio work before?
It's not my first experience on radio. I've worked with Sonia, who's part of the show, before on her geek show, which was Sci-Fi and Scream.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. In which we'd usually address gender representation within film and more of pop culture related whatnot. So yeah, but sort of driving it and being a part of the process of building a show, that was my first time, definitely.
Okay, and so, having launched your show on Monday night, what advice would you give to Justin?
Oh,
because Justin
advice.
Is yet, Justin yeah. is just about
he's yet to be.
Yet to be, and it's yeah. Friday night, it's 24 hours away, literally.
Literally 24
yeah.
hours away.
Yes.
So I want to say that 24 hours before my show, I was panicking and still writing up. I was, but it went fine.
Don't
you've
panic,
got this. Yeah. Don't worry. Especially if you do comedy and things like
yeah.
that as well. Yeah, you already know how to speak to an audience. And if it helps, maybe imagining they're there, you already probably know your audience and you know your content better than anyone else. They're turning to you for the information. So whatever you give out, it's going to be good.
Believable. I can say anything.
Yeah. Just fake it. No, kidding.
So I didn't catch your first show, Lauren. What did you do for your first show?
Me personally, well, I did an album review of one of my favorite bands, Baby Metal, and they are Justin nods. Do you know Baby Metal?
No, I was actually because you're so encouraged. Like, oh yes, I know that band. No,
it's okay. Baby Metal are a Japanese metal band fronted by three women, and I just sort of addressed why they're important to feminism and representation within the metal scene. Yes.
Were they on an episode of Girls this week? I think, or a couple of weeks ago, where someone is in Japan, and I think they're actually playing. I think actually that
they may have been.
Actually,
I'm not sure, okay. But I addressed that, and we also did our broad news, which was hosted by Rose, which is just sort of a highlight, a bit tongue in cheek of feminist topics of the week, and we also have Maria Lewis, who's been phoning in with bad.
Expletive-deleted. It's okay, because I'm actually going to play that.
Of history. Which is, sorry, can I say that this early in the day? Oh, okay. So
are we going to play a little grab from...
Hold on one second.
Broads from the past. This is Bad Bitches of History on Broad. Joy 94.9.
I love it when you don't have to swear on the radio because it's recorded
yeah,
for you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I think that one's okay this time slot.
So yeah, just checking. So it was just a great overview. We had lots of positive feedback in as well. Of course, you know about the monitors we can have messages in. We had some great responses from, I don't know, a lot of anonymous viewers or... Listeners.
Get some really good feedback.
That's fantastic for your first show to be getting messages. What are the plans for next week?
Oh, next week we've got a bit of a lineup. We've got more Bad Bitches of History with Maria Lewis.
That will be a regular segment in your show?
That'll be pretty regular. Next week we'll be looking specifically at Maori suffrage in New Zealand in the 1890s. Brioni Kidd, who is the organiser of Stranger With My Face, which is an international horror film festival focused on women. Anita Conti, who is British comedian ventriloquist. We also have an interview from her, along with the regular Broad News, and I will be digging up some films for feminists.
Wow, Lauren, sounds like you are very organised, and yeah, you've put together a good program. So, Justin,
yes,
what sort of preparation have you made for tomorrow night?
Wow, so this has been like what 3 months in the making, kind of. So I sat with Clayton today, so I programmed all the songs,
great,
which is kind of a big thing. I'll be penciling myself as well tomorrow, and so about maybe between say 9 to 10 songs, and then I'll just talk in between. And because it's my first show, I'm playing the first song by some of your favorite R&B stars of today and yesterday.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the
fast lane from LA to Tokyo. Hi, my name is Bella, and you're listening to Stand Up Straight with Michelle on Joy 94.9.
Michelle isn't here tonight, and we are sending a shout out to Michelle because she's not well. So I hope she's listening. And please, if you are Michelle, please send us a message. Tell us how we're doing.
Hopefully she's sleeping because she hasn't been able to sleep well. She's sleeping.
She has not been well for weeks now. So we are hoping that she'll be back next week and she'll be in good form. But tonight we have some special guests with us who are here to talk a little bit about new shows that are on our grid, on the Joy grid. We started a new grid on Monday night, or on Monday day, and on Monday night, we had Lauren Stardust with her new show, Broad. We've got Lauren here tonight with us. And we also have with us Justin Edge, whose show, which
Lose
is
Control.
Lose Control, which is an R&B show.
Yes.
Launches tomorrow night. 7 p.m.
Yes, 7 to 8.
7 p.m.
Same time slot as us.
7 p.m. Okay. So, Justin, let's go back to R&B 101.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about R&B.
I can do this. So R&B is rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
Maybe we should add that into the show in 1 week. Just do like a bit of a crash course on what to define it.
Yeah, I think so.
It's probably really hard to define today than it was in, say, like the 70s and 80s, because it was it kind of takes on different musical forms. And today it's pretty much could be easily defined as pop. So you can look at Adele as R&B. You can look at Justin Timberlake. You can look at Beyonce. You can look at different rappers. So kind of goes across multiple kind of, I guess, types of music. So rap versus singing, and then collaborations like that. But there is, it's too broad, I think, today to really define it to what it was in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I Googled best R&B songs, the first one that came up was Mariah Carey's Fantasy. And I went, is that R&B really?
Like, no. I mean, this is the thing. When you buy music off iTunes, I love to see some of the categories and, you know, how they...
It's so broad. Like, everything could be considered pop. Is it electro? Is it, like... Yes. And then it's kind of, like, niche as well. And it's a combination of everything, but it's great. Yeah, good music.
And so, Justin, why an R&B show? Why do you think Joy needs an R&B show?
Just because it is, like, if you look at the type of music that people are listening to today around the world and in Australia, like, R&B has never really been that popular. But over the last, I would say, the last year or so, it's kind of grown and becoming less of kind of a niche type of music. And so the commercial radio stations are actually dedicating entire days and nights to R&B music. There's a hunger for, there's a thirst for. There's R&B nights coming up within Melbourne clubs and Sydney clubs around Australia. So it's a bit slow on an uptake in terms of like the domination of R&B, which is huge in the US and the UK. As you probably know, there's not a lot of R&B artists in Australia now.
No.
And that's one of the things that I hope I'll be able to focus on as well. So to highlight some of the up-and-coming R&B stars across Australia and New Zealand.
Okay. And how did you pitch your show to Joy? Because you mentioned that you did Taste of Radio with Clayton. So how many months ago now?
I was like September. I know it turned. My birthday was in September, so it was around then. So
yeah. Like September, October.
Yeah, seven months ago, yeah.
Okay.
And I did a couple of kind of stints with Jackson Greta. I hosted sometime over the Christmas holiday period as well. And I was always thinking, like, okay, I want to do a show. What's the topic? What can I do it on? And I love music. I love dancing. I love especially R&B music, but I love kind of spread across everything. And I know on a Friday night, the one thing that any of my friends do, and a lot of people I know, especially a lot of my gay friends, they'll put on some R&B music, some of like the old stuff from TLC and Jade and the early 90s, like Montel Jordan, just really getting into it, even 80s and beyond. And I was like, okay, so Friday nights, that's where I want to be on. I want to make sure that when you're getting ready to go out, or you're just getting home, having a couple of drinks, and you just really want to hear that music to make you want to go out and dance, to make you had a bad week, let's put on some R&B, let's go out and dance, put on your favorite jams, and yeah, let's party. It's actually, it's going to be something to get people in a really good mood.
To that effect, let's have a listen to one of Justin's IDs.
Ooh. Your Friday night R&B party is here. You're listening to Lose Control with Justin Edge on Joy 94.9.
Ah, that is the wonderful Sarah, who I did the Taste of Radio course with as well. So thank you, Sarah, and for doing that for me.
I just think it's amazing, you know, to think that, well, it's less than 6 months ago that you did Taste of Radio, and now you've put together a show that you're now about to launch. I mean, it's
I learned fast. I'm like, you know what? Plus, I'm not working at the moment for normal reasons. Sorry, so I have a lot of time on my hands.
Let's ask Lauren when she did Taste of Radio.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lauren, what is your joy history or your radio history?
I think I finished Taste of Radio. Oh, let me think back. 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, so I'm
ancient
now.
There you go.
I may have known the answer to that question before I asked that.
So sly. Yeah, it's amazing. Like, even I was having a bit of a freak out because I'm used to Sonia driving shows for me, she was running late, and we hadn't written out our we call what would you call it, like a radio clock
run sheet.
Yes. I was like, oh no, what am I gonna do? Lauren, you know how to do this. Like, just do it. So yeah, it's amazing. Taste of Radio was really beneficial.
And, well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because you did things kind of backwards. You came in having had some radio experience just to kind of enhance what you already knew.
Mm-hmm.
And you found the course great. Who led your course?
It was James.
James, okay.
And we had a variety of different teachers throughout the whole 8 weeks. And it was, yeah, so learning from different people was great. And there were some learning styles I noticed that I'd pick up on straight away, or some people who were very engaging, and then some people, bless, were like, okay, I'm so sorry, but...
Say no names.
They were really engaging and tried to be engaging, but they had to give us all the dry talks, which was
The legalities and
Exactly. Yeah. You remember. I turned to Beck.
Justin and I, and I believe you were all taught by Leanie, and there's no way you can avoid the dry stuff, unfortunately.
No.
It was like the second week as well.
It's like, well, let's do the boring stuff now.
But it is the backbone of our license, so and you know, you have to know that stuff to be a responsible radio presenter, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. And a responsible adult.
They teach you that as well.
All right.
I was going to ask a question, actually.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So, Justin, you've been talking about your R&B. Who is your favorite artist?
Oh, that's a tough one. Favorite artist of all time? Actually, no, this is easy. Yeah. I would say Sade.
Wow.
Yes, I would say it's either her or Beyonce, but Beyonce's too easy. Sade would be, just because my parents, when I grew up, they were listening to it nonstop. Yeah. I have her greatest hits, all of her compilations, albums, all of hers. I've never seen her, but I really wish she was here at Day on the Green a couple of years ago. I wish I would have saw her. But I would say that. I know all her tracks, even her new stuff, which just hasn't got much radio play. I will be playing that when I kind of go into like the some of the things we're going to do. Like, there'll be a week where we talk about favorite girl groups, favorite R&B, favorite guy groups, favorite duets, favorite kind of tracks from 2005, just going by year by year, until we get to current years, however long the show goes for. But it's really going to kind of go into the different categories and really play and highlight some of those artists that may not get a lot of radio play here, or that may be kind of niche as well.
Now, it wouldn't be fair to ask you who your favorite artist is without asking Lauren who her favorite feminist is.
Oh, my favorite feminist?
Yes.
Than yourself.
Other than me? This is going to sound really cheesy, but it would have to be my co-host, Sonia. Like, I watch her work, and physically seeing her work, I mean, every day, like, she just brings so much energy, and I've learned so much from her. So having her right next to me the whole time, Sonia, if you're listening, you're actually the most amazing person.
Oh,
that's really lovely.
That is really lovely. And it's, you know, I used to listen to Sonia when she did her morning show.
What?
And even a morning show, which is basically all about playing music, her morning show was so chock-a-block full of interesting staff. Mm. And I do a lot of driving in my job, and I'd have her on, and, you know, she'd be interviewing great people and talking about films that she'd seen, and, you know, she is an inspiration.
She puts a lot of, obviously.
She never stops. She never sleeps. She is the epitome of awesome.
Yes. Well, and Lauren and I met each other by doing Sci-Fi and Scream with Sonia. So we both have Sonia connections. And,
yeah. It's true.
And
it's true.
She's great to work with.
She's the bomb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she does sci-fi and, well, she does a lot of, she knows a lot of stuff then. Just like she knowledge
is,
of everything.
Exactly. Wow. She is a hub.
Yeah. She's nerd central. And she's also done some great things with Lauren and other people, like Queer Geeks of Oz panels at the gaming, and also, was it Comic Con,
PAX Australia, which is the Penny Arcade Expo for all you gamers out there.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And so that was my first gaming expo, and that was, I realised that I'm not as good a gamer as I thought I was. So I went downhill fast.
It's okay. Don't grade yourself based on that.
There was a lot of game. My favourite part, though, of that, this is a slight distraction, sorry, was the independent gaming makers, like the stuff that doesn't get to the shelves or whatever else. You have to find it actively. So that was what I liked the most.
Yeah. The Indie Games Network, to rope it back in, is also trying its darndest to be feminist-friendly and female-friendly. Mm. So it's like there are these things called games jams, which are basically you get 48 hours to make a game along with a team, and they even started offering like the bake sale recently, a ticket based on the wage gap ticket. So to come along to Games Jam, that was
Have you heard about the bake sale?
No.
Okay. Well, we might go for a break.
Okay.
And then,
because I'm trying to keep things very fair here.
Yes.
And Justin,
I want to hear about the bake sale. Yeah.
No. But Justin did get to choose a song. So of course now Lauren has chosen a song. So we are going to take a break and hear a song. Did you want to introduce?
I'll introduce it. It's one of my favorite feminist anthems. It gets me amped and it makes me want to be friends with all the women in the world. And it is Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Adelaide, and you're listening to my mum, Stephanie, and Michelle on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. Say you remember me.
You are on Stand Up Straight, and you are listening to Stephanie and Clayton tonight. We have no Michelle, but we have had a really lovely message that's come in from Brian that I'd like to read, and it says, Justin, you have a wonderful voice, great for radio, can't wait to tune into your R&B broadcast. From Brian, thank you for that. And Justin is
funny he says that, because that's a similar thing my mom said when people used to call me ugly when I was a kid. So it's really nice. Yeah, I have a perfect voice for radio, so that's all I need to know.
Oh, well,
thanks, Brian. Tune in tomorrow, 7 to 8.
And can I just say, you know, like, you look great. So,
I was going to say, who would call you ugly?
I know. I don't want to sound like some creepy mum, but you are actually hot.
Justin is very handsome.
Justin is very good looking. So
handsome.
So.
Brian, if you want to send through your phone number, I think he's single too. So.
All right. So before the break, we were talking about, please.
Oh, the Bake Fest.
The Bake Fest.
Yes. This is my favourite piece of news from the week altogether.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. So University of Queensland held sort of a bake sale / performance art piece that was to bring light to the wage gap disparity. Like, women are still paid almost 70 cents for every dollar throughout industries. It is really ridiculous.
Yeah.
Which then ended in true form with a whole bunch of men sending rape and death threats. So it was really horrible. But on the upside, they sold out before midday, like, because of all the publicity. Mm. And it was sort of one of those perfect demonstrations of you know, exactly what they were trying to prove. Look, and the unfairness.
I just want to clarify, when I say it's my favourite story from the week, it wasn't the rape and death threat part.
No.
It's just the whole feminist bake sale thing is an awesome idea.
It is a really great idea. It was 83 cents for a cupcake instead of for if you were female or female presenting, and and a dollar for...
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
So is it a university or is it like on the street? Or
No, it was a university that held it, and it was from... from memory, it was friends of mine who do study law and sociology. So good work, guys. You've done it. Yay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was reading that if you, it actually wasn't just if you're a woman, you paid less. If you were a black queer woman, I think it was, you were actually paying 55 cents for your cupcake. So it was very much based exactly on who you are.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They really went to a lot of lengths to, yeah, make it calculate obvious. It. Yes, yes, yes. So good.
Oh, well, let's hope that we get some reporting on that over the weekend. We get some commentary and some of the...
It was in the Feminist news on Broad on Monday.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Now, just a nice little segue there with mentioning your friends at in the legal fraternity at university. During the break, we were talking to Beck about her contribution to the Comedy Festival. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Beck?
Ah, yes. On Monday night, I'll be part of the legal comedy debate at the Athenaeum Theatre.
And what does that involve?
Well, it's part of us proving that lawyers can be funny, for a start, but it's a regular event as part of the Comedy Festival run by the Law Institute, and it's a... I say debate, but it's pretty loosely based on debating, other than there's three people on either side. But, yeah, just this year's topic is stupidity is a crime.
Okay, so you've been given your topic, so you're prepared. What speaker are you?
I'm the first speaker for the affirmative, so I'm the very first person on stage. Okay,
I feel good. There's going to be a lot of material for you.
Oh, yeah. So much. It's actually been really hard to condense it to 5 minutes. I've been a lawyer for... 13 years. So that's 13 years of stupidity I've got to draw on. So it's pretty exciting. I did it last year as well. So it's pretty fun.
And you're saying you draw big crowds?
I think there was 500 odd people there last year. But luckily for me, you can only see the first two rows. So I don't know. I've just heard that as a rumour. There could have been no one else there.
And Justin, you have a bit of a background in comedy too. Have you performed to an audience of 500 before?
God, no, I can't wait. One day. I did the last comedy show that I did was Raw Comedy Festival in February. It was probably maybe 100 people there. So the biggest crowd I've performed to is about 100 so far. So
does Raw mean you perform naked or?
I was going to make another joke. Like, probably not right now. But it's like wrong time. it's just basically like it's like up and coming comedians who want to kind of just to, I guess, yeah, get their name out there. And so you go on from there. The winner performs at the closing night, which is held at the Melbourne Town Hall. I didn't win. However, my goal for this year is to have a comedy show in next year's comedy festival. Mark these words. Record this because I'm saying I will have a comedy show in the Melbourne Comedy Festival next year.
Fantastic.
We can actually podcast that to make sure it's available for anyone to listen to at any time.
Well, maybe you'll have a whole year of... being at Joy a material to draw on from here, because yeah. I remember Leni and I, you know, once laughing and saying that, you know, we should do a serial on the life and times of Joy and The Office. There's a lot of intrigue. There's always a lot of excitement going on in here. So
there's always something.
There's always something. Yeah.
Just sit around the volunteer pod, just listening to what people are saying.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, we might head for an early break and come back and wrap up.
Yeah,
it's nearly the top of the hour.
I know. It's gone so quickly, hasn't it?
Time
it's been
flies.
An exciting, exciting hour. But thank you for joining us. You are on Joy 94.9. You're on Stand Up Straight with Stephanie and Clayton. And our two guests tonight, who are Justin.
Let's just up it to three.
I feel bad about saying only two guests. Yeah, because we have got
2.
Justin
5.
And we've got Lauren. And we do have Becky, who's a Taste of Radio graduate who has done a live read for us and who was just telling us about her contribution to the Comedy Festival here in Melbourne. So we are almost at the top of the hour. But before we go, we have had another message that's come in, and it reads, "Hi, Joysters. Lauren Stardust, you were gorgeous at the Bowie exhibition performances. Even better to know you're one of the community. Love from Andrea from Oak Park."
Oh, Lauren. Andrea, stop it. Too much. Thank you. What a lovely... Thank you.
So, and Claudine also sent in, Rebel Girl.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, we've heard some great music tonight. It's been lovely to have three songs.
And she's waving from the other studio.
Yeah.
thanks, Claudine.
And it's great to have had musical input from people, you know, with diverse music tastes.
Absolutely.
And this is the interesting thing that I've noticed about the new grid is that we do have some more music shows. And in fact, when we were talking last week, about that. We were talking about, you know, does Joy stereotype, you know, gay music and the GLBTI music? And we thought, oh, there's a whole show in that, really, isn't there? But it looks like, you know, we're breaking out a little bit with R&B, and we've got a heavy metal show now, haven't we?
We do. Yeah. Well, rock and heavy metal. Yeah. From
Stevie.
I can't remember which day it is now. It's from 11 to 1, and I feel like it's Wednesdays, but I'm not. Check on the grid anyway.
Yes. 11 to 1 during the day?
No.
In the evening. Okay.
Okay.
Getting really excited.
Evening and morning.
In the evening.
I love my midday metal.
We've also got I need to give a shout out to Beck, who was going to join us tonight, but she had to go to work. Her show is about Australian music. It's called Bite Me Down Under.
That's right.
Ooh. So, so her show, I haven't got it in front of me, but Google the grid or look at the grid on the Joy website, joy.org.au, and you'll be able to find her show as well.
Exactly. So tonight we have had with us Justin Edge, who at 7 p.m. tomorrow night,
that's correct,
will be losing control, yes, on his new R&B show.
Can we have a spoiler for the first song?
Actually, you know what? I will. Okay, so the first song tomorrow will be the first first song by Sierra Goodies. So yeah, turn it up when it comes on.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Yeah. So everybody listen tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a fantastic way to kick off the weekend. Yes.
And her version of Paint It Black is an awesome song. Have you heard that?
I haven't. I'm
no,
going to put
really
that on.
Good.
Okay.
Put that on for next
doing
week.
Doing it right now.
And then on Monday night, please all listen to Lauren Stardust and the team at Broad, 9 p.m.
Yes. We'll be there.
And we have heard a little bit about what's going to happen next Monday night. But any spoilers for us?
We're going to be a whole bunch of women with opinions.
Oh, right. God.
I know. How dare we? So, yeah, it's...
Which man gave you those?
Oh, nobody gave
Ouch.
Us it. We fought.
Ouch.
We fought. God
Ouch.
Dang
it. I, of course, know that. I'm putting in irony.
I know, Clay.
Okay. And you have been with Clayton and Stephanie, Justin, Lauren and Beck on Stand Up Straight. And we look forward to... you're joining us this time again next week. Thanks for being with us.
And don't forget to check out the new grid at joy.org.au for all our new fantastic shows. Have a great weekend.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.